May 15th. Fuck, I never call my mother. I really should. She is getting up there in age, and she deserves a better son. It's hard sometimes in the thick of life to stop and call your parents. Also, sometimes I don't want to relive the past, and when I see my mother, it reminds me of some fucked up shit. It's not that I dislike her. I have a hard time with my emotions relating to the past. It's why I go to ACA and why I see a therapist. The reason why I feel I should call my mother is twofold. One, that I really should call my mother and be a good fucking son. She carried me for 9 months and put food on the table. She could have given up or given me up, and she didn't. Two, I need to face the past and let it go. We and you need to move on and get over that shit. It was a lifetime ago. Tell you what, if I call my mom, you will call yours. Agreed? Reflections. Why do you not call your family? Is there something in the past that is still disturbing you? Daily challenge. Call your mother, father, or guardian. The guardian that tried to raise you. Just make the call. No excuses. Don't forget to stay active, stay sober, like, follow, subscribe. You know, just love us. Love us to death. Are you tired of being called crazy? Have people written you off long ago, but you're still trying to live sober and giving it your best shot? Good news, SoberPod is here to help. The 366 Effing Days Sober Daily Meditation Reader is the book for you. It's not just another self-help book. It was written by a humorous human, if I do say so myself, with a lifetime of experience with addiction and alcoholism, who found a way to get and remain sober. In this book, you'll discover feeling good and doing good can go hand in hand. So if you want to make progress, not perfection, grab your copy of 366 Effing Days Sober today and start your own journey. Stay active, stay sober, buy the book, visit SoberPod.com.